We're glad you've joined us on Songs of Praise, musical reflection to encourage your heart.
Many times in my childhood, we traveled so far. By nightfall, how weary I'd grow. Father's arms would slip round me, and gently he'd say, "My child, we're going home. Going home, I'm going home. There's nothing to hold. Now the twilight is fading, the day soon shall end. I get homesick, the farther I roam. But the Father has led me each step of the way, and now I am going home. Going home, I'm going home. Nothing to hold me. I've caught a glimpse of that heavenly land. Praise God, I am going. Praise God, I am going home.
Marvelous message we bring.
Yeah. You have looked into my heart. You know everything about me. You see my deepest thoughts and every corner of my soul. Each single step I take and all my words before I speak them. Every place that I have been and every place that I will go. I cannot hide from you. You know me all too well. There's no story of my life that your memory could not tell. I can ride the morning wings till I'm completely out of view. But whether in dark or light, I cannot hide from you. Long before I drew first breath, you already knew my secrets. You watched as I was formed, out of sight from human eyes. Your spirit is with me, and I am always in your presence. When I sit and when I stand, when I sleep and when I rise, I cannot hide from you. You know me all too well. There's no story of my life that your memory could not tell. I can ride the morning wings till I'm completely out of view. But whether in dark or light, I cannot hide from you.
You're listening to Songs of Praise. It's our desire to encourage and uplift your thoughts to our loving Creator God.
Here I am, dear Lord, take me now, take me now, just as I am. Take the breath you gave me, take this body of clay and mold me all over again. And I'll be what you want me. Eternity, I'll breathe each breath of my life for you, each breath for you, breath for you. And here I am, I am. Take the breath you gave me, take this body of clay and mold me all over again. And I'll spread your love to of Calvary. I'll tell the world what you mean to me, what you mean to me, yes, mean to me. And here I am, dear Lord. Take me now, take me now, just as I am. Take the breath you gave me, take this body of clay and mold.
As I walk on this journey, I'm burdened by sin so heavy. But I've heard there's one who sets men free, and so I'll keep pressing on. The narrow way leads to a mountain that few have climbed, for trials got to them. But on that hill there's a fountain that washes my sins away. Blessed cross, blessed empty tomb, blessed man, hope is found in you. What a cost you took my place, and so I'll keep pressing on. Fears just overwhelm me, so I pray, Lord, give me mercy, so I can keep pressing on. Across the valley, a pasture's green, quiet still waters, so pure and clean. My soul's renewed, tasted and seen of the Lord. Blessed cross, blessed empty tomb, account as loss all things for you. Christ will come, it's not far now, and so I'll keep pressing on. Heaven shore, and so I'll keep pressing on. Blessed cross, blessed empty tomb, account as loss all things for you. Christ will come, it's not far now, and so I'll keep pressing on. Will come, it's not far now, soon I'll hear
trumpet sound, and forever I'll wear life's crown, and so I'll keep pressing on, and so I'll keep pressing on.
Join us again next time on Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio to enjoy more uplifting music.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Coville Smith.
This story is entitled, He Cares for You. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, Casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. I sank down on the floor beside my couch in my academy dorm room. The last couple of weeks had been tough. As Vice President of Communications for GYC, I have had many wonderful experiences, but these last couple of weeks had been trial-laden. Because of a couple of things that were said, many angry tweets, Facebook messages and website comments directed towards us, I was quite distressed. In addition to all this, my workload was not getting any lighter. Dealing with homework, ministering to fellow students on campus, spending time with God, and attending to my personal needs already took up much of my time. When not responding to emails and such, I found myself crying out to God in deep anguish of soul. Part of the turmoil had come from something I had done, and this weighed heavily on my mind. Nevertheless, life still had to go on. In fact, as I sat by my couch that day, I was in my one free period before taking my first test for government class. My fellow classmates had spent hours preparing for this 100-question, 200-point test. As for me, I had studied only about 10 minutes in preparation for the test. There had been almost no chance to study, and now it loomed menacingly in front of me. I only had about an hour and 20 minutes left before class, and this time was set aside for something other than studying. This was my time to spend with my Creator and Redeemer. I could not skip that. Therefore, I opened my Testimonies for the Church, Volume 5, by Ellen G. White, and started reading the section, The Character of God Revealed in Christ, on page 737. What a blessing! She was writing of how Satan had misrepresented the character of God, claiming God's character was as his own. She also spoke of the knowledge of God that we are privileged to obtain through study of his word and communion with him. I came away exceedingly refreshed, my soul satisfied with the bread of life. I picked up my government books and started studying. With only half an hour left to study, I put my best into it, praying that God would give me wisdom and help. Without his help, there would be no way I could do well on this test. The time came to take the test. As I sat down in the classroom, I breathed another prayer for help, reminding him that it was because of his work, which he had given me, that I was not able to study more. That evening, as I was eating in the cafeteria, I sat with one of my friends who worked for my government teacher and who had graded my test. With a fair bit of trepidation, I asked her what score I had gotten. I was not prepared for her answer. I had received the highest score in the class. Oftentimes, we are tempted to think that God does not care about the minor matters of our life, or that if we make time for him, we will not be able to get done what we need to do. We somehow think that his care does not extend to the small perplexities and trials of our lives, and we go about bearing our burdens ourselves and do not place them in the mighty arms of the one who upholds the stars. A couple of sentences I read that morning have made a huge difference in my life. The prophet of God wrote, "It is true that disappointments will come. Tribulation we must expect, but we are to commit everything, great and small, to God. He does not become perplexed by the multiplicity of our grievances, nor overpowered by the weight of our burdens. His watch care extends to every household and encircles every individual. He is concerned in all our business and our sorrows." Testimonies for the Church, Volume 5, page 742. While we are to give diligent effort in all we do, God has promised that He will take care of us and work through us to accomplish His will. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, Psalm 34, verse 17, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. He asks us to give everything, every decision, task, trial, temptation, perplexity, sorrow, and heartbreak into His mighty hands. And He promises that when we commit or give these to Him, He shall bring it to pass. Psalms 37, verse 5. That is a promise we can fully rely on in perfect safety. He showed me in a very real way that He is deeply interested in all I go through, and that He is able to work miracles for us. It is not always that I experience His power in such a dramatic way, but every day as I commit everything to Him, He reveals His power in more ways than I could ever count. My prayer for each of you is that you will find this same comfort and care in the power and love of our merciful Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. A reflection associated with this story comes from Steps to Christ, page 97. If we come to God feeling helpless and dependent, as we really are, and in humble, trusting faith make known our wants to Him, whose knowledge is infinite, who sees everything in creation, and who governs everything by His will and word, He can and will attend to our cry, and will let light shine into our hearts. Through sincere prayer, we are brought into connection with the mind of the infinite. We may have no remarkable evidence at the time that the face of our Redeemer is bending over us in compassion and love, but this is even so. We may not feel His visible touch, but His hand is upon us in love and pitying tenderness. "He Cares for You" was written by Mark Payden, Vice President of Communications for GYC. You can visit gycweb.org for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.